The Rashi says, "B'shloimei k'sid," is a pasuk by Shloimei. So, makish nogid l'tzadik. We make a hekesh here of nogid l'tzadik. Mat tzadik machtzaloi, or machtzaloyachid, just like by tzadik means the kohen gadol. He gets half and his brothers get half. Af nogid, the same way the nogid means the king. Machtzaloi or machtzaloyachid, he gets half and his brothers get half. For tzadik gufim nol, how do we know the kohen gadol gets half? The Tani went like this. Rabbi Yainer, Rabbi says, the pasuk says, for hoysa li Aaron ulebonav. It should be to Aaron and to his children that the matonis they gave, Rashi says, v'lechem aponim, so it's going on lechem aponim. On lechem aponim, it should be half and half. Voice to the Aaron lebonav, the Vidarshin, machso li Aaron or machso lebonav. Half goes to Aaron and half goes to his children. That's how we know a king also gets 50% of the booty they got from the war. Now the Mishnah says, lo yarbo lo noshim, a king cannot marry too many wives. Elo shumay nasori, if you only marry 18. Rabbi Yehuda Vayne, Mar Behuloi, no, he can marry as many as he wants. Over Vach, Loyia, Masiris, Liboy. You have to make sure you take good wives that they should not turn your heart away from Hashem to do the Avodah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afilo Achas, even if you want to marry one, Afilo Achas, or Masiris Liboy, she takes away your heart, Hareza Loyisienu, you're not allowed to marry her. So Pshita. So Avadi can't marry ladies that will take you away from Avodah Hashem. In came of so, loma nema lo yarba le noshim, why does the pasuk say that the melech should not have too many wives? So Reb Shimon says it means, the afilu kavigayil, even a tzadikus, the avigayil still you should not have more than 18 wives. That's Reb Shimon's pshat, and Reb Yehuda holds no, that you're allowed to marry as many as you want. It just means you have to be careful, they should not take you away, take your away from doing the avodas Hashem. So Mar says, lememru, what comes out from our mishnah, then lememru, you want to tell me, to Rabbi Yehuda, Darish time of the Kruah. The Pasuk says, Lo Yarvi, shouldn't have too many wives. So Yehuda is darshaning and saying, you know what the Pasuk means? Because they're going to take your mind away from Hashem. But if you know you get a good lady, then you're allowed to marry as many as you want. That's called your darshan time of the Kruah. You say the reason of the Pasuk, and therefore the locker changes. And Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah, Lo Darish time of the Kruah, he is not darshaning the reason of the Pasuk, but rather saying when the Pasuk says Lo Yarvi, it means you can't have more than 18. Even though the rule tzadikus, the chura for the Gemara, we always learn just the opposite. For the Gemara, v'ibcha shaminulu, and the rest of Shas is always just the opposite. It's always Rabbi Shimon is the one that darshins time of the kruah. The Tanya we learned like this: the pasuk says almona that the halacha is not to take a mashkin from an almona, from a widow, even though she owes you money, you're not allowed to take away a mashkin, a pledge from her. So almona ben she aniya, whether she's poor, ben she ashir, whether she's rich. Ain't a mashkin noisa. You can't take a mashkin from her. Shinema, the pasuk says, lo yachpol beger amona divra of Yehuda. If Yehuda darshins the pasuk kitshutoi, the pasuk says, lo yachpol, doesn't make a difference whether she's rich or whether she's poor, you're not allowed to take away a pledge from her. However, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, no. Rabbi Shimon darshins the reason of the pasuk, and therefore there's a difference lalocha. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, ashir of a mashkin noisa. If she's rich, she doesn't need her blanket, you're allowed to take it away from mashkin. But aniya, a poor one that needs a blanket back every night, ain't a mashkin anaisa. She, you can't take a mashkin from her. Why? Because since she's poor, she needs a blanket every night. So if you take it for a pledge by daytime, you're going to have to return it every night. You're going to give her a bad name by her neighbors. Like you're going to be ruggled coming in there every night. People start talking about her. That's why you can't take a mashkin from a poor one. Mashenke by Ashira, by a rich one, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Lefi Shena Tzrich Lyesa Ksus Lach Lebelaila. She has 25 blankets, so she doesn't need this one. Therefore, from Shimon Hold, you're allowed to take a mashkin from a rich almona. So Yarmina, the Gemara explains, my comma, what does he mean to say? Hoki comma, this is what Ashira meant to say. Mitoyach Shatim a mashkino, Atochayav Lahakhtalo. If you take a mashkin, a pledge away from a poor almona, you're going to have to return it to her every night. And therefore, by you going to her every night, you give her a bad name. People start talking about her that she has somebody coming to her. So what do we see from here? Alma Rabbi Yehuda loy darish time of the kruah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention any reasons over here. The pasuk says tam. You can't take a mashkin from an amona. It doesn't make a difference whether she's rich or poor. Vashenkin Rabbi Shimon darish time of the kruah. Rabbi Shimon, yeah, dashes the time of the kruah. And therefore, the reason is, of course, you're going to give her a bad name. That's only by a poor one that you have to return it to her.
But if she's rich, you don't have to return it to her, then it's okay. So Chur Yisir, Reb Shimon is the one to dash in. So why in our Mishnah is just the opposite? Smara says true. I tell you that the Yalma usually all over. Reb Yehuda loy darish time with the crow. Reb Yehuda does not dash in time with the crow. And therefore it's good the loch of a mashkin. But why in our Mishnah here? The Shani Hocha. And our Mishnah is different by a melech to Meforish time with the crow. That the Pasuk itself explains the reason. That's why he says the reason over here. In other words, my tam layarbala noshim, the Pasuk says that clearly in the Devarim. What's the reason why a king should not have too many wives? Mishum the layosel of Avai. Next Pasuk later says he should not take away his heart. So here the Pasuk says clearly what the reason is. That's why Rabbi Yehuda darshins over here. But other places the Torah does not say the reason is that he does not darshan. And Rabbi Shimon is just the opposite. For Rabbi Shimon, Amalok of Shimon says to himself like, Michti, let's see. The Alma darshin the time of the crow. Rabbi Shimon's Kabbalah was that in the Chumash and Nalachis, you allow a dash in time of the crow. When the Torah says something, I'm allowed to say a reason why the Torah said this way, and therefore the Lachas are different. If that's his Kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon, and came if so, Licht of crow layarbal and ushim, Velishtoik. The Torah just should have kept quiet. The just should have said, don't marry too many wives. And the Yano Amin, I would have known myself. But since that's of Shimon's Kabbalah, that we have a right to dash in time of the crow, I would have said myself what the reason is. Since so I have a kasha. My tam lo yam, I would have said myself, my tam lo yam be mishum de lo yosir. If so, lo yosir lomali. What does the pasuk have to say here? Lo yosir, like an extra pasuk. Therefore, only over here does Rabbi Shimon say that here the pasuk means to say, afilo achas u mesiris lavavoi, hareza lo yathienu. The pasuk means to tell you that there's two parts to it. Lo yar bala noshim mistam, mashmi, even good wives. But if you have a bad wife, even one of them you shouldn't take, in order that she should not take away your husband, avodas Hashem. If so, elamani mekayim lo yarba. So if the pasuk of lo yosef is telling me even one bad wife he can't take, so what's the pasuk telling me lo yarba? It means to say the afilu kavigayel, even the tzadikas lavigayel, still the king should not have more than 18 wives. That's what here in Shimon like does not dash in time of the cross because the pasuk is extra of lo yosef. Therefore, dashes lo yosef even one bad wife, and the pasuk of lo yarba means even good wife. But our Kopar Mar says, now, Hani Shemayna Sarmanolam. How do we know this Indian of 18 wives? And Shimon says, he can't marry more than 18. Where do we get 18 from? The Siddur Pasuk says, Vayuholdu le David bonin bechevron. Was born to David children in Hevron. Vi bechore amnoin liachinoyim. He has bechore from amnoin. That wife was, bechore amnoin was from achinoyim. High Israel. Or Meshinayu, the second bechore he had, Kolev Lavigayim. He had Kolev from his wife Abigayim. Eshes Novel HaKarmi, at first she was the wife of Novel HaKarmi. The Ashkisi, who was David's third Bechor? Avshalom ben Macha. He was from his wife, Macha. Revi, David's fourth Bechor, Adoniyahu ben Chogis, from his wife, Chogis. Vachamishi, his fifth one, Shvatoyim ben Avitol. The Ashishi, the sixth one, was Yisroim Liegla. Eshes David, Eilu Yomad David the Chevron. These are the wives that gave birth to David in Chevron. The Navi says like this, Imat v'yosifu keino keino. It says I can add on to this twice as much. Keino like this, keino again like this. So dash like this. Keino shish, you can have another six wives. Or keino shish and another six wives. So together the heavy loo, tim they story, that's how you get 18. The Pasuk says, Imat v'yosifu lo keino v'keino. I can add on like this and like this. So Mashmi had six first, the Pasuk says. Another Pasuk says he has a right to add on Kohenov v'Kohenov. That means another 2 times 6. So that's 12, and the first 6 and 6 is 18. That's so you could have 18 wives. Maskev lo Ravina. Ravina's question, no, what are you dashing this way? Ema, why do I say like this? Kohenov tati sari. First apostle says true. You could marry another set like this. No, there's another 6, and have 12 wives. But now when the apostle says v'Kohenov, maybe it means another set of 12. Maybe it means Eskim v'Abo, and then together you could have 24 wives. Maybe the second of Chayna means after you have 12 wives, you could have another 12 wives. How do we know only another 6? Maybe another 12. The Mosul Saka true. Tanya Nam Yochi, we don't like this. There's a sheet like this. Tanya Nam Yochi, Lo Yarbo Lo Noshim. A Melech cannot have too many wives. Yoisim Yestim v'Abo, he cannot have more than 24. You see, we do dash in this way. 24 is the number he could have. Gemara says like this, and the Chaim says, but Laman, the Darish Vav, Avoyim is Shemayin Hevi. And if the Darshin Vav, it should even be 48. Rashi says, Laman, the Darish Vav, Rebbe Akiva, but Dalad Mises Bezdin. Yishmol Achai, Basel, Basel, the Darish, he Darshin the Vav, that says, Kohena, Vik Kohena, means like another double. So 24, twice, two times, 24 is 48. So according to this Man Yomatak, it's 48 wives he's allowed to have. And true, Tanya Nam Yochum, we learn that there's a sheet like this. Tanya Nam, we learn like this also. When the Pasuk says, L'yarba l'noshim, a king cannot have too many wives. So we dash in, it means, Yoyser me'yaboyim ishmeina. It means he can't have more than 48, but up until 48 he's allowed to. The Tanya is done for the Mavatra, now a Tanya that says only 18. My time, what's the reason he only dashes Kehena, but Kehena means six and another six. That's three times six is only 18. Omarav, Kahan, Omarav, Amrav Tanov, that Makish Kahena Basra Lakena Kama. He learns the svara to make Ekish the second word Kahena to the first word Kahena. Ma Kahena Kama Shis. Just like the first time it says he can marry another set of six. Av Kahena Basra Shis. The second Kahena also means another six. So together, you have 18. But the Marva have a Michal, I Yosrad Michal, what happened to her? Omarav Eglos do Michal. His wife Egla, that was Michal. Well, it was the same lady. Volom Nikrishma Egla, why was her name called Egla? Shechaviv Olav Ke'ak Egla. She was like loved by David, like an egg, like a calf, just like a mother loves a calf. Tichayin the Weimer, Lule Charashtem Eglosi. Looks like he loved her very much. But the Lord Mihev, Elu Michal Beni, is it true that according to this, that Michal was Egla? That she had a Bechor, she had a son. Is it true that Michal had any children? I look, see, the Pasuk says, Lo Michal Bashar Lo Hoyla Vlad. Ad Yoy Moshe, she didn't have any children until she died. So one shot is Amr of Chizda Ad Yoy Moshe Lo Hayyala Lo Hayyala. But the Yoy Moshe Hayyala, the day she died, as she gave birth that day, and then she died. Therefore, she had at least one. But the more Mixi Bonim, yeah, Mixi Bonim Hechak Chashiv Lo Vechevroin Vilo Moshe De Michal Yerushalayim Hevi. Like here it says, what the children had in Chevroin and Michal first happened in Yerushalayim. The fibul Michal Bashoil Nishka for the Arachaloin, but to Rosh Melech David, Mephazim, Mechachat, of Hashem, but it is Rami of Yudhi, Vitamu Rav Yosef, Shekalte Michal, the Mitrafosei, that Michal took away the Mitrafosei. When she took back her punishment, Rashi says, Vyomarav, Shakle Michal Mitrafosei, she took back her punishment. When Zeho Yepurun, that was a punishment. Chatoso, the fact that she was making fun of David now, because of that, she didn't have any children. From then on, she didn't have any children. Another terrorist. It only says from now on she didn't have any children. But it could be before that she did have children. So maybe before she came to Yerushalayim, she had children. And the Pasuk before says she had a child in Chevron. Maybe there's no kasha. And let me write like this. Ad oisay maisa hoyolo. Before this might what happened to Yerushalayim, when David was dancing and singing that she was making fun of him, before that she did have children. Mikan vielach lo hoyolo. But from this mice onwards, then she had no children until she died. I have said the pasuk says v'yiger David oid telegish telegshim v'noshim Yerushalayim. I says he took more wives than Yerushalayim. Chumra is more than 18 altogether. Chumra says no. I tell you lemlu yeshmoin eser. This was only to make the number of 18. Like before, he only had 6, and now the Pasuk is saying he had more, like he took another 12, and therefore he had 18 altogether. Because the Gemara, my Noshim or my Palakshim, what's the two Lashonis? It took wives and it took Palakshim. What's the difference between a mountain, between a Noshim, Isha as a wife, and a Pelagish? Omrav Yudam Arav, Noshim the Ksuba the Kedushin. The regular wives is you marry and you make Kedushin. And you machai yourself to give her ksuba. Tilakshim b'loy ksuba b'loy kedushin. A tilakish is a wife you have without kedushin and without ksuba. Omer of Yudam Arav. Arba meyos yilodim hoylele David. David had 400 children. David the Melech had. V'kulam b'nei yifas toyer hoyu. And all of them were b'nei yifas toyer. They were all beautiful, beautiful wives. Shash yifas toyer. Hanishpes b'mechamah. They were captured by the Muhammad. Could a Sivir Isiv Ashivya that he saw and captured by the all sixes. They were captured in the Muhammad, and he married them. Kulum Bene Yafoy Sayyur Hoya. or Megadle Belorius, and all his children, the 400 of them, had a special haircut. The Kulam Yoshvim, the Karina Shazov, and they're all sitting in the corners, take care of the gold. Or Mahalchim Barosha Geis, I saw you. And they were the ones that took care of his army. They were the head of the army. The Haim Hoyu Bali Agrufim Shobez David. Those were the tough people of Beis David. Those were the 400 children he had, and they took care of his army. All right, turn over. The Amr of Yehuda Amarav. Tamar was also Bas Yefei Tayer Hoysa. She was also a daughter from her mother, was Yefas Tayer, that they caught her in the Mechama. Shem of the Pasuk says, V'yata Dabener Lamelech. Go speak to the king. K'lo Yemenani Mimach. He won't hold me back from you. Yeah, even though there were sisters here. Now, V'y Saka Daitach. Bas Nesuyin Hevei, that Tamar, his mother, was really married to David. If so, Achte mi hevi sharilei, was a question of a brother and a sister here. Well, David HaMelech let her go to a brother, how could that be? And the other brother said, speak to your father, he'll let me live with you. So Elish Mamina bas yefas toyer hoysa. At the Maisa, she was yefas toyer. Therefore, did not have a locha of a ben, of a brother. Therefore, she was muta. Now, so the Moshe says, L'amnon ra, L'amnon was dead, L'shma Yenodov ben Shimi, Achai David, the Ish Chochem, Omra, what? Yeah, L'amnon ra, right, he had a friend, right, Amnon, right, his friend was, L'amnon ra, he had a friend, L'shma Yenodov ben Shimo, Achai David, V'hoye Ish Chochem, was a wise man, Omra Yehuda, Amarav, Ish Chochem L'Rusho, he was a wise man, but he gave him bad advice. It was wise to do Ra. That this was Amnon, that he wanted to marry his sister Tamar. But Yemri said, Madu ata kocho dal ben hamelech. That his friend went over to Amnon and said, why do you look so bad? You're the son of a king. But Yemri said to him, Yenodov, shochav al mishkomcho v'yitzchil. Av yosol yeni esabriya. There was a mice towards the idea that Amnon felt very bad because he wanted to live with his sister. So it says, he gave him an eitzah and said, play as if you're sick. And you'll say you need somebody to help you. And Mel, then your sister Thomas will have to come and help you out and give you what to eat. She made him fried fish, fried stuff. But you, and then what happened was, when she went into him and they were alone, so Amnon lived with her, lived with Thomas. And after the mice it says, after this, then it says that Amnon changed his mind and he began to hate Thomas. He didn't want to stay married to her. He hated her. My time, what's the reason? How come after the bee he lived with her one time? Did he come to hate her? Rav Yitzchak, Neima Koshrolo. She had a hair tied up there. The Yotza Kruf Shivcha. And when he went into her, he hurt himself there, he became a Kruf Shivcha. For the Yomar Vechinik Shroloi Iri, my Ovda. Like, did she do it? And something happened by itself? So why should he get angry at her? It was like his fault. Elaim, what you have to say is Koshrolo, name of Yotza Kruf Shivcha. No, she did it on purpose. She tied a hair there that he should become a Kruf Shivcha. After that, he became to hate her. He hated her. The Ma'ani is not true, but Doris Rav, Rava Dashin, might have said, what does the Pasuk say? V'yetzlecho Hashem ba'goyim, v'yafiechio, come out of name in the goyim, your beauty, Shein lehem levnois Yisrael, loy shar beis ha'shechi, v'loy beis erva. That by the Jews, it's a beautiful shvach, they don't have that much hair there, under the arms, or by the beis erva. So she couldn't have made him into a Kruf Shivcha. So it says, Shani Tamar, the Bas Yefas Toyer heavy. That no, Tamar was the daughter of Yefas Toyer. The Rashi explained, even though the mother later was Mizgayer, for the time when she was born, the mother was not Mizgayer completely. Therefore, we said before, really she was mutter to a brother, Amnon, because she was first Mizgayer after he was born. So when they were born, she was still a guy. Therefore, the Mizgaya later, the Mikra didn't have mutter to one another. But since she was from the daughter of a fast player, she was like from a ger, therefore she had a lot of hair. Pasuk then says, Vatikach Tomer Efer Arosha. She put ashes on top of her head. Yes, Kusayna Tapasim Asher Leha Kara. And she ripped her clothing she was wearing. So Tony went like this. Tony Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda. Ben Karko. That Geder Godo Godo Tomer Yehuda Shur.
Tava made a tremendous gather like a siyag for everybody. Rashi said, "Bitmoso." He actually started to cry. The tzoka started to scream out. The noagata vizoyin nosu shan nosim kavuchem biyatzmon. Ma b'nois lochem irotukos there bejertes lachas kama v'kama. Rashi showed again that the people should be careful. Watch out! Don't let somebody be honest to you. That madach here happened to a bas melech, and she had such a vizoyin from it. So other people also stay away from this thing. Is omru levnois malachim? The Gemara says, if people say, if this would happen to the daughter of a king, kach levnois said yertes lachas kama v'kama. In litznius kach, if this happened to a lady that was a tenua, leprutza lachas kama v'kama. The people that are prutzas for sure that have to watch out. She was like a gedder here. She showed people, watch out, be careful, and don't let people be honest to you. So she showed that her was so terrible, she started to scream and rip the clothing to make herself look like an ovum, that people should look how disgusting this is. Amr Rav Yudam Arav. The Yisr Shur at this time, Gozru, the Chacham at that time, made Gzeira. Yet this nice of Amnon and Tamar, they saw the way his sister and brother, that the brother went to live with them, they made an Issa.